This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. We're now a couple of months into the resumption of federal student loan payments. The pandemic-era three-year pause ended in October. Even before those payments kicked back in, some who keep an eye on the student loan space warned it was going to be a messy process. And new data from the Department of Education suggests they were right. More than a third of borrowers who had payments due in October hadn't made them by mid-November. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
You know how you're supposed to pull a Band-Aid off really quickly just to get it over with? Kind of the opposite happened with the end of the student loan payment pause, which was pushed back over and over and over.
You, like, almost conditioned people to, like, keep expecting pauses.
Dalia Jimenez is director of the Student Loan Law Initiative at the University of California, Irvine. She says people got out of the habit of paying their student loan bills and budgeted the money for other things. And now?
They have to juggle now. You need to find some kind of regular income increase in your life that you may have reallocated.
Borrowers who miss payments won't be considered delinquent until next September. Another challenge, an estimated 40% of borrowers are working with new loan servicers. That's because a number of servicers left the industry in the past few years.
Because of that, we've seen just a huge migration of accounts over the last couple of years.
Persis Yu is with the Student Borrower Protection Center. She says borrowers should have been notified if there was a change, but that process wasn't seamless. And even when it was, they may not have realized who was reaching out.
We're all inundated by emails and spam mail all the time, and these companies have fairly arcane names. You know, the borrowers may not recognize that as a piece of mail that they need to open.
Meanwhile, those servicers are having to do more with less. Congress gave the Department of Education the same budget to pay them this year as it did last year. Scott Buchanan is executive director of the trade association, the Student Loan Servicing Alliance. He says that's one reason hold times went up earlier this year.
I mean, it's sort of the rough equivalent of, you know, asking someone to, instead of working 40 hours a week, work 60 hours a week, and then not paying them a dime more to do it.
Buchanan points out that people weren't great at paying their student loans on time prior to the pandemic. And he says over the next couple of months, we'll get a better sense of what repayment looks like now that the Band-Aid is off. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.